Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday. By my count, you have 11 days until Christmas. 11 days to get all of your shopping done. 11 days to get all of those Christmas cards mailed. And 11 days that Mark Gordon can claim our brown Christmas is a result of climate change. He said so many other ridiculous things recently that I figure Christmas is next on his list. Hold your horses. I'm not accusing Governor Gordon of being Scrooge. Quite the opposite. His carbon negative plan, or whatever else he's calling it, is the exact opposite of Scrooge-like behavior. In January of 2022, a research group called McKinsey Sustainability published a paper that points out the cost of worldwide climate change net zero policies would amount to $275 trillion. That's trillion with a T. The paper claims that that's the total cost from 2022 until 2050, the amount of money that it would take for the entire world to go net zero by 2050. And I quote, "Capital spending on physical assets for energy and land use systems in the net zero transition between 2021 and 2050 would amount to about $275 trillion, or $9.2 trillion per year on average, an annual increase of as much as $3.5 trillion from today." End quote. Now I get it. Sometimes numbers are just sort of illusory. After all, our president is saying stuff like this.
Over $1.3 trillion.
It's funny, but that's really how it sounds sometimes. The report continues, quote, "To put this increase in comparative terms, the $3.5 trillion is approximately equivalent in 2020 to half of global profits, one quarter of total tax revenue, and 7% of household spending. An additional $1 trillion of today's annual spend would, moreover, need to be reallocated from high emissions to low emissions assets. Half of all global profits in 30 years. This McKinsey outfit is actually in favor of net zero policies. If you read the entire report, they pretty much claim that the total cost of going net zero is actually kind of a small amount. If that's not ominous enough, listen to this. Demand for jobs in the fossil fuel extraction and production and fossil-based power sectors could be reduced by about 9 million and 4 million direct jobs, respectively, as a result of the transition, while demand for about 8 million direct jobs would be created in renewable power, hydrogen, and biofuels by 2050. While important, the scale of workforce reallocation may be smaller than that from other trends, including automation. Displaced workers will nonetheless need support, training, and reskilling through the transition." End quote. None of that sounds at all like Scrooge-like behavior, does it? A trillion here, a trillion there. It's just pocket change, really. And jobs? Yeah, don't worry about those people. We can teach them other skills, and maybe we can teach them how to code. Remember that?
Ask me toward the end of our administration, Joe's going to determine what the jobs of the future are. Anybody who could go down 300 to 3,000 feet in a mine sure and hell can learn how to program as well. Anybody who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sake.
Just learn how to code, for God's sake. When you include all of the job losses and the cost of retraining all these people that are apparently going to be coding, the cost of all of this is actually a lot more than $275 trillion, as if that number really has any meaning anyway. But just take a guess at how many people in Wyoming work in the energy industry who have jobs that are in any way tied to energy production. According to the United States Department of Energy, in 2022, Wyoming had over 41,000 people employed in the extractive industries. And none of that really takes into account all of the people that are employed that have some connection in one way or another to the energy industries. Let me give you an example. A lot of newspaper revenue in the state of Wyoming comes from public notices. The largest portion of that comes from oil and gas companies through mandatory public notices. What about the people at the paper that are putting all of those notices together? You see, these net zero policies have an impact on our jobs that reaches far beyond anything Governor Gordon or Joe Biden has even thought of. And shame on them if they actually have.
Anybody who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sake.
And even if you don't work for an energy company, don't forget about this old classic.
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name it, whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. That will cost money. They will pass that money on to consumers.
Pass that cost on to consumers. That wouldn't be like Rocky Mountain Power increasing electricity rates 8.5% after they requested a 30% rate increase, would it? Yeah, it would. Now, our governor, Mark Gordon, has been saying some really interesting things as of late. I've played several times on the program a little soundbite from his visit to Harvard. Here it is again.
You know, one of the biggest issues, I think, for the nation, and one that I'm very proud of for Wyoming, is that we are the first state that has said we're going to be carbon negative.
No, Governor, we haven't said that. You did. But that's kind of beside the point right now. Here's what he told the Joint Appropriations Committee yesterday.
In effect, consumers... states with ambitions for 100% renewable portfolios or net zero carbon emissions have established policies which victimize Wyoming citizens with higher rate requests and opaque supply trajectories.
Clearly, he's referring to Rocky Mountain Power there. But if you listen very carefully, what he's saying is it's not the energy company, it's the policies themselves that create the rate increases. But I would be remiss if I didn't point out the utter hypocrisy in the two soundbites I played for you. I'll explain that in just a second. But first, an absolutely obnoxious profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. It doesn't really matter what type of building you've been thinking about for your property, whether it's a barn or a garage or a roping arena, or maybe you need a big, huge, gigantic warehouse for your business. The two guys that you should talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. You'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is something that you're not going to get from any of their competitors. You see, what they do is they set the building on concrete pillars and then insert a steel beam inside them so that there is absolutely no way that water is going to get underneath your foundation and ruin it. Give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. My friends, it's Wednesday, and you know what that means, don't you? Gun of the Week time from Gunrunner Auctions. The Gun of the Week is lot number 42. It's a Winchester Model 94 AE Conservation Edition 3030. It's in excellent condition, brand new in the box. It has a 20-inch barrel with fixed hooded front and white diamond marked adjustable rear sights. The barrel is 100% blued. It's got an elegant wildlife scene engraved on both sides of the receiver with gold fill. This is a beautiful firearm, and it can be yours. It's lot number 42 at thegunrunner.com. If you've been looking for a piece of property, or if you're interested in selling, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. She's lived in Jackson for over 20 years and has her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market. Last year, she sold around $25 million worth of property, from small residential houses all the way up to big giant ranches. And get this, she's actually been known to talk a buyer out of a piece of property simply because it didn't meet their needs. So if you're buying or selling, make sure that you give Rebecca a call. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. That's Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. And now, back to the program. Governor Gordon was at Harvard, he said we were very proud that we were going to be carbon negative, whatever that means. But yet when he's back home in Cheyenne in front of the Joint Appropriations Committee, he says those policies are damaging to Wyoming citizens. And then, of course, he was on 60 Minutes this past Sunday. Listen to how they introduced the interview with Mark Gordon.
For the moment, at least, the world and the United States need both fossil fuels and renewable energy, and the best proof of that may be found in the state of Wyoming. It is the country's leading coal-producing state and very conservative politically, yet its Republican governor, Mark Gordon, is emerging as a leading voice promoting climate-friendly energy projects and action to address the climate crisis. Essentially, Mark Gordon is trying to prove that it is possible to be both red and green.
Yes, indeed. As green as a Colorado license plate. Before you say that's kind of a low blow, Governor Gordon has been hanging out with Jared Polis a lot. In fact, he's in Boise, Idaho today at a conference about decarbonizing the West. I can't wait to listen to a replay of the governor's comments. Now, his appearance on 60 Minutes isn't all that surprising. 60 Minutes has always been a left-leaning program. And obviously, they're going to make every attempt to portray Governor Mark Gordon as the Republicans' Republican. The last comment of their introduction, in exemplary.
Essentially, Mark Gordon is trying to prove that it is possible to be both red and green.
The only thing red about Governor Gordon is the color of ink he's going to hand off to the next governor if he goes through with his carbon negative agenda. That, and the box he checked, marked Republican. Mark Gordon is a smart guy. I've met him, I've talked to him several times, I interviewed him on the program. So you can't just assume that the things that he says and does are entirely at random. They're not. They're calculated. For example, listen to this soundbite from his 60 Minutes interview.
Whatever you're going to do in energy, probably you're going to have something to do in Wyoming. We have tremendous wind resources. We have the largest reserves of uranium, important for nuclear energy, the largest coal producer. We're number eight in.
All right. That's enough of that. What I wanted to point out to you in that little segment is the order of the resources that Governor Gordon lists. It's wind first, then uranium, then coal, oil, and natural gas. The answers that Governor Gordon gives are very orchestrated. This interview has Drew Perkins' fingerprints all over it. Drew Perkins is the governor's chief of staff. He used to be in the Wyoming State Senate. He's not really a Republican either. You can blame Drew Perkins for the demise of one of the bills during the COVID special session that would have actually done something. It was Drew Perkins that killed it in the Wyoming Senate. Here's another one from the governor's interview.
We needed to be aggressive, and we needed to really address this issue.
So you tell the people of Wyoming that climate change is real.
I do.
And that it's urgent. It's an urgent crisis.
I have said that. And I've gotten some pushback from that as well.
I bet you have.
Except that Governor Gordon won't defend his position in public. Really, the only time he has come out and said that climate change spells our impending doom as when he was at Harvard or when he's talking to the Western Governors Association. Here's what he said during an appearance in Gillette. In case you've forgotten, Gillette, Wyoming is the energy capital of this country, not to mention the state of Wyoming. But here's what he said.
So it takes a real degree of courage to understand that trying to shut down fossil fuels does not necessarily address decarbonizing.
Does not necessarily address, which means that it does address it in part. I'm kind of shocked that there wasn't a throng of coal miners waiting to talk to him after his remarks. He said the very same thing a short time after during his visit to Harvard. Here's that soundbite.
And I know what's happening on the environmental side. We've had several glaciers that have been delisted as glaciers in the West. It is clear that we have a warming climate. It is clear that carbon dioxide is a major contributor to that challenge. There is an urgency to addressing this issue. And it isn't going to be solved only by turning off fossil fuels.
It isn't going to be solved only by turning off fossil fuels, which necessarily means that part's included. But wait, there's more. The Cowpie published an extensive article yesterday entitled "Gordon Says His $9.9 Billion Budget Defends Wyoming from Biden's War on Fossil Fuels." I say extensive because it takes a lot of words to explain something that's unexplainable. And I quote, "Net zero is the balance between the amount of greenhouse gas produced and the amount that's removed from the atmosphere. Carbon negative, as the governor has explained it, is using better technology to reduce overall carbon output from current levels. Quote, I see innovation allowing us to reduce emissions while also enabling us to provide reliable and affordable energy, which I believe can be best achieved through the continued use of fossil fuels. End quote. Are you beginning to notice that all of the governor's statements don't exactly line up? Anyway, the last time I checked, negative is less than zero, which means that we have to first get to carbon neutral before we can get to carbon negative. If you're beginning to think that this is just a little bit confusing, don't worry, you're not alone. I started this episode with a research paper put out by a pro-green energy research company that said the total cost to get to carbon neutral was $275 trillion globally. The same paper that said pretty much we're going to have to do away with all of the jobs in the energy extraction industry. $275 trillion. Remember that number because it's important. The total amount of United States currency in circulation right now globally is only $8.2 trillion. 275 versus 8. That's the total amount of cash worldwide. Now, if you multiply that amount, 8.2, times the 30 years that Governor Gordon said it's going to take to get to carbon negative, that's only $246 trillion. That's assuming for every single year, there's $8.2 trillion printed for 30 years. And that's the direction the governor is saying we have to go. But really, none of these numbers mean anything. They're all just estimates anyway. It's all based on assumptions, just like climate change. But don't expect the governor to be defending any of this anytime soon. It wasn't that long ago that a lot of members of the Wyoming legislature challenged the governor to an open public debate. He refused, but not until he had lobbed a number of denigrating insults their way. As far as climate change goes, I remember a number of brown Christmases, and I also remember some with lots and lots of snow. But that doesn't mean that the climate is changing. It means that we just have different weather. That'll do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again tomorrow during the live episode on the Independence Network. Make sure that you subscribe and follow the program. You can do that at the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.